Hare Krishna, I want to welcome you, all of you to this class. I'm aware that many of us are still swimming or dreaming in an ocean of bliss. So I'm happy for those of us who have the time and have no other duties this morning to come to this lecture. It will be a short lecture because we all feel like this battle, after this battle of love yesterday, the battle of loving exchange we should play, we feel all maybe like sitting down somewhere and completing our rounds quickly and so on. We are reading this morning from the 4th canto, chapter 20, text 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shreya Praja Palanam Eva Labhyo. Yasam Paraye Sukita Chashtamansam. Yasam Paraye Sukita Chashtamansam. Hatan Yata Krita Punya Prajanam. Hatan Yata Krita Punya Arakshitakara Haro Gamakti. Arakshitakara Haro Gamakti. Shreyaha. Auspicious. Rajabalanam. Rajabalanam. Ruling over the general mass of people. Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Ragyaha.
For the king.
Ya,
because Sambaraye, in the next verse, Sukrita, from the pious activities, Shastam Ansham, 165, Hata, collector. Anyata,
otherwise.
Rita Punya,
be
bereft of the results of pious activities. Rajanam, of the citizens. Arakshita, one who does not protect. Karahara, tax collector. Agham, sin. Ati, receives or suffers. May I ask you, this is a normal that we keep the doors open? Yes? Excuse me. Oh yeah, Prabhuji, don't be angry with us, but we are from a silent Surya Kund. This is very unusual for us. So please all come in if you want to participate. We want to reduce the noise as much as possible. Translation. Let us see. We will maybe wait until all the movement is over. This is cooking sounds, huh? Yeah. Yes, you know this now. I heard from Radhanath Maharaj that definitely starting this next Sunday the temple will be finished and then it's normal. Sounds like the battle of Kurukshetra. Really intense talking. Translation. To give protection to the general mass of people who are citizens of the state is the prescribed occupation and duty for a king. By acting in that way, the king in the next life shares 1/6 of the result of the pious activities of the citizens. But a king or executive head of state who simply collects taxes from the citizens but does not give them proper protection as human beings has the results of his own pious activities taken away by the citizen. And in exchange for his not giving protection, he becomes liable to punishment for the impious activities of his subject. My suggestion is that it is not required to have fans, and I want to give you a little, please close the fans, I want to give you a little scientific explanation why this is so. If you wish to concentrate the movement of the vata element, it's extremely opposed to concentration. Vata is the air within the body and also outside. In the body, this air is responsible for quick thought, and very often, especially if you are not in the mode of sattva-gun, for very scattered thought. Hare Krishna. No. So this is really not a philosophical but a health point. Very often the element of vata is responsible for scattered thought, distressed thought, overly passionate thought. So when you want to concentrate, you have to somehow reduce the vata in the atmosphere, and therefore it's good to, if it is not too hot, to don't have fans, because you won't be able to concentrate as well as you can do when there is not so much movement of the air. That's a little point. Now you will need to concentrate because this is a very long purport by Srila Prabhupada, and please bring your laser-like mind now to this subject. The question may be raised here that if everyone engaged in spiritual activities to attain salvation and became indifferent to the activities of the material world, then how could things as they are go on? And if things are to go on as they ought to, how can a head of state be indifferent to such activities? In answer to this question, the word Shriya, auspicious, is used here. The division of activities in society as arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead was not blindly or accidentally created, as foolish people say. The Brahmana must do his duty properly, and the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, and even the Shudra must do the same. And every one of them can achieve the highest perfection of life, liberation from this material bondage. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 18:45. Sve sve kamya viratha sansidhin labate naraha. By executing one's prescribed duties, one can attain the highest perfection. Lord Vishnu advised Maharaj Prithu that a king is not enjoined to give up his kingdom and the responsibility of protecting the prajas, or citizens, to instead go away to the Himalayas for liberation. He can attain liberation by executing his royal duties. The royal duty, or the duty of the head of state, is to see that the prajas, or the general mass of people, are doing their respective duties for spiritual salvation. A secular state does not necessitate a king or head of state who is indifferent to the activities of the prajas. In the modern state, the government has many rules and regulations for conducting the duties of the prajas, but the government neglects to see that the citizens advance in spiritual knowledge. If the government is careless in this matter, the citizens will act whimsically without any sense of God realization or spiritual life, and thus become entangled in sinful activity. An executive head should not be careless to the welfare of the general mass of people while he simply goes on collecting taxes. The king's real duty is to see that the citizens gradually become fully Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious means completely free from all sinful activities. As soon as there is complete eradication of sinful activity in the state, then there will be no more war, pestilence, famine, or natural disturbances. This was actually prevailing during the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthira. If a king or a head of the government is able to induce the citizens to become Krishna conscious, then he is worthy to rule over the mass of people. Otherwise, he has no right to levy taxes. If the king looks after the spiritual interests of the citizens, he can levy taxes without difficulty. In this way, both the subjects and the king will be happy during this life, and in the next life, the king will be able to share 1/6 of the pious activities of the citizens. Have you noticed this point? It is in the Purport, and Srila Prabhupada has taken this point up and explains it now. Otherwise, by levying taxes on the sinful citizens, he will have to share the reaction of their sinful activity. Summarize this point, a king who properly takes care that all his citizens are properly situated in Varnashram and advance towards God realization or spiritual life, shares in his next life 1/6 of the pious activities of the citizens. That means each citizen, he gets 1/6 part. He has a very, very good next life. However, otherwise, by levying taxes on the sinful citizens, who are not properly taken care of, and therefore they are sinful, he will have to share the reactions of their sinful activity. Wow, he really suffers. I have been informed that this already starts during this life. That's why many head of states, when they start to rule, look quite healthy and fit. But when they have ruled for 5 years, they develop all kinds of chronic diseases and suffer tremendously in old age, because they get the sinful, they get part of the sinful reactions of the people which they do not elevate. Huh? This same principle can be applied to parents and spiritual masters, whoo, as well. If parents simply give birth to children like cats and dogs, but cannot save their children from imminent death, they become responsible for the activities of their animalistic children. Lately, such children are turning into hippies. Similarly, if a spiritual master cannot direct his disciples to become free of sinful activities, he becomes responsible for their sinful acts. These subtle laws of nature are unknown to the present leaders of society. Since the leaders of society have a poor fund of knowledge, and the citizens in general are rogues and thieves, there cannot be an auspicious situation for human society. At the present moment, the whole world is full of such an incompatible combination of state and citizens, and therefore there is constant tension, war, and anxiety as an inevitable result of such social conditions. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prasadine Samyavadi Bhattachari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasari Gopaka Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna. So in this morning's class I will make 2 points in trying to serve Srila Prabhupada's points in this purport. The first is this point about taking on sinful reactions or pious reactions. It is a subtle law of material nature that those who take up responsibilities like leaders of state, parents, and spiritual masters need to stand up to this responsibility. That means if those under their charge or care are still involved in sinful activities, then some of that responsibility will come, or these sinful reactions will come towards those who have taken on the role of protecting and leading these people. This is a very interesting point in Srila Prabhupada, and here is Shashtam Angsam, they take. Shashtam Angsam means one sixth part that goes to them. So, let us ask the question, how is it with benefits when people under the care of spiritual, of heads of state, parents, and spiritual masters, will there be a benefit when they act properly for these persons? And the answer is yes. There is a great benefit if you take on a responsibility to guide others in some capacity of your life, and you can actually help them. Lord Krishna, he explains in the Bhagavata that he's very happy when his devotees meet other people with four attributes: respect, tolerance, friendliness, and one fourth, which is at the present moment due to intense dancing, not coming to my head. At another place in the Bhagavatam, the associates of the Lord tell Dhruva Maharaj that really there is no greater service to Janardana. Janardana means the Lord of all Janas, all living entities, than helping them to advance in life. So you do get a lot of credit and benefit if you can actually help others. However, there is a very subtle point. You cannot ask others to do spiritual activities for you and get the benefit from these spiritual activities for yourself. A few years ago, I went to the sacred mountain Kailash in the former Tibet, and I heard of a practice there, up high up there, 5,600 meters up. There is the lake of Gauri, Parvati, Lord Shiva's wife, consort. Yes, and it is very much recommended to take your bath in this high little lake. You will not take birth again if you take the bath. So there are sometimes wealthy people coming up there who bring a paid Tibetan there. They feel it is too cold to take a bath, so let the poor man jump in for me several times to make sure it works, and I will not take birth again. And they pay him an amount which is very, most probably very useful for the poor Tibetan. But the benefit of this bath will not go to the rich people who pay someone to do something, but to the poor Tibetan. He's doubly blessed, spiritually and materially. This is a very important consideration. In a similar way, the preacher cannot think, oh, I'm helping many people to advance, and they would not have chanted before And I would not have told them to chant and instructed them to chant. Now they're chanting, and there some of the results of their chanting goes to me. What goes to you is the pleasure of the Lord, that you have helped others, met them with compassion. There is no Sukriti business going on here. This is not possible. Also, when, for instance, a spiritual master will teach his disciples to do puja of the deities, and he may think, well, in this way I'm doing puja by my disciples doing. Philosophically, that is an incorrect conclusion. That even a spiritual master has to do the spiritual activities of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Asanam, and so on and so forth for himself. And I thought it's an interesting little detail which also tells us in very nice ways about the importance of spiritual activities. You have to do them yourself, and you are not sharing in if others are either paid to do them for you, or if you have motivated them. This does not work. This is the first point. I would like to make a second point, which is, I feel, very important. Some of you, my dear devotees, might have the same reaction which I always had. When we hear about Varnashram, we think, again, Varnashram. Yes, we will hear that everyone has to be situated properly. Why the proper stress is so much? And can't we hear a pastime now? We might develop this question: is it really important for me? It is highly important. That's why it is so often repeated. And I believe here in our Radha Gopinath community, many are aware how important it is to place yourself properly in life. My dear devotees, you will get strength in your life when you are situated at your place. And each one of our places is entirely different. Because it's morning, you had after a long, long and blissful day. I will not now dive deeply into a philosophical explanation of this, but simply do it in a narrational way. Once there was an unmarried king, a good king, who ruled his kingdom. It's in one of the Upavedas, this is a very instructive story. He was unmarried. And many of his citizens felt he should, if he wants to be a king, be married so that he can be properly situated. But the king always wanted, more or less like Priyavrata of old, to take to intense spiritual life, and he entertained the thought to renounce the world and leave the state, something which should not be done according to this purpose. The king must take on his duties. But he was so spiritually minded that he always thought, too much entanglement, let me go into the forest. Now every sadhu who visited that kingdom was invited by the king, and the king asked with tears in his eyes, please tell me what I should do. I'm not sure, should I rule or should I renounce? The sadhus gave different answers. Now one day a very special sadhu came. This sadhu said, my dear king, your question whether you should rule or renounce is not an easy one. I will only be able to answer it if you stay 3 months with me. Leave your kingdom in the night. Let us go to a distant country and then live with me like I do. After 3 months, you will know what to do, to rule or to renounce. I will give you the answer then. The king followed the sadhu's advice. Next morning, all the citizens were worried. They could not find their king, but they found a letter addressed to the minister. I had to do this question, whether to rule or renounce, is troubling me so much that I need to find the answer. It will take 3 months, and after 3 months I return. Similarly, you might also have this question in your mind. Should I really go into a duty, a particular duty, or should I leave it? Should I stay brahmachari, or should I marry? You might have this perplexing question, and sometimes you might struggle with this question for, let us say, a period of our tired minds to listen attentively to how this question was solved. It might help you also to solve your own question. Hare Krishna. The king went 2 weeks just walking. The sadhu wanted to take him as far as possible away from anything he knew. After 14 days, they arrived on a marketplace. There was drumming. And the beautiful princess was carried in a palanquin together with many soldiers to the marketplace. She was in the palanquin. And it was announced that in 1 week's time there would be a Svayamvara of the beautiful princess of the king and the king's daughter, and it would take place in such and such arena. Good cooking would go on. And the princess would choose her own husband. Now she was present there. And while she was present, unknown to others, she looked at the crowd which assembled. She saw a beautiful ascetic monk who was dressed in saffron dress, and like it is the nature of the human mind, also the Mataji mind, and maybe especially the Mataji mind, she instantly and unreasonably fell in love with this young ascetic, the brahmachari. She fell so much in love with him on first sight. This happens in human society. I have told it has happened also in the Radha Gopinath congregation. It is something very human. She felt so much in love that she parted the curtain, took her garland, and threw it on the ascet. Bang! This was an unreasonable act, not premeditated. The ascet, is it called ascet in English or esquite? Ascetic. The ascetic, I'm very sorry for my German. The ascetic was shocked to the bone. He took that garland and threw it on the ground and said, "Why do you do this to me? I'm a simple ascetic. I live in the forest, a saintly sattvic life, where I belong to my deity. Why do you want to bind this poor soul with the golden chain of marriage life and make him suffer undescribable pains?" The ascetic person cried tears. He looked towards the palanquin. He paid his obeisances to the princess, like Gop Kumar paid his obeisances to Maya Devi, and left to the forest, singing songs of freedom. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And Krishna, 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 Rakshama, protect me. And then Krishna, 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 Parima, maintain me. He left for the forest. Now the saint, the sadhu, and the king saw all this. They were shocked like the rest of the people. This is interesting, said the sadhu. We will investigate this. The princess was also shocked. And on the next morning, unknown to anyone, she also left for the forest. No one knew it except for two persons. The sadhu, who knew the nature of human psychology, including unreasonable love stories, and the king, his disciple, who was with him. They had waited in the morning before the gate of the palace, and they saw how the princess had left the forest to find the ascetic and to try it again to win him over. It's a very undigestible story of the morning, but it will have a good ending. Oh, don't worry, it will turn into a major scandal. Don't worry. So the princess left for the forest, and the sadhu and the king saw how she was asking everyone on the way, have you seen the young ascetic dressed in saffron robes? And they said, yes, yes, he has gone in the here and he has chanted Krishna, Krishna, Rakshaman. Yes, he is a very good husband, said the princess, and follows the directions of the people. So unknown to her, the sadhu and the king followed. Now, while they were traveling through the forest for 1 week, they happened to come to one place where there was a bird family in the tree. They saw how a hunter was aiming his sharp arrow at one of the birds and killed him. And they saw how the other birds were lamenting. The female bird said, oh, my lord, my life is empty now. My husband has left me, struck by the hands of cruel death. My lord, but they are the children, and they need the father. Please, if I have ever done my activities in your cosmic order properly, she didn't say Vanashram, if I have ever been placed properly and done my dharma, which is for me little female bird to take care of the family that needs are met, then kindly also do your part. You have promised that those who do dharma who protect Dharma are protected by Dharma. As Krishna, you have said, Dharma Rakshato, Rakshati, Dharma, something. I do not know this word, and I know it in English. I hope it helps you. Those who serve or protect Dharma are served and protected by Dharma. If I have ever done it properly, then let my husband, who needs to take care of the family, be born. So the sadhu and the king and the princess, who was at that time with them, they traveled together, saw how from the ground the male bird was rising up, being carried by the strength of Dharma, and lifted up on the branch where his wife and the children were waiting for him, and everything continued. And the sadhu said to the hunter, this is a very pious bird family, cello, this is not for you, go somewhere else. So when the king saw this, and when the princess saw this, they understood. These birds were so properly situated in the cosmic order of things that they were protected. And an enlightenment came to the princess. The ascetic person is fixed in his dharma. Why should I disturb him? His reaction was very typical. When he got the fragrant garlands, which was carried by me and which was a sign of my love, he thought it was it to be an iron chain. This is a brahmachari. This is typical. He had no second thought. He is properly situated. Let him be there. I must find a person who is suitable and proper. The king, on his side, thought, I have a responsibility towards my citizens. I have to follow that. I can't playfully renounce now. And he understood this. And the sadhu could see what was going on in the minds of the princess and the king. And like all simple stories, this story also ends. He said, well, here's a princess, there's a king, it seems to be an ideal situation, the forest, my dear children, you are made for each other, talk about this and later marry, huh? Then the sadhu said, I gave you the answer, it was not my answer, the Lord gave you the answer. And he said goodbye to the king, goodbye to the princess, and goodbye to the bird family, and continued on. There are many, many such stories which tell us that everyone becomes strongest on his place, the ascetic on his place, the king on his place, and for most Matajis, they also have that place of finding a good situation in the Grihastha Ashram. For most, there are exceptions, but they are rare, and in India maybe super rare. So, yes, the point is given many times by Srila Prabhupada that everyone must situate himself or herself properly. And I wanted to tell you the story in order to motivate you to the understanding that this point which you have heard has a lot to do with you. Please don't ignore this point by thinking again, one ashram, how will it work? No, it means really to situate yourself properly. It may not always be possible to have exactly all the details of Varnashram of old times intact. It may be difficult because we live in a society which is arranged not according to the orderly Vanashram system, but according to the system of Helter Skelter. Everything is upside down. How can a devotee make the utilize the essential point of Vanashram? What is the essential point? What does it mean to situate yourself properly? Any one of you have an idea? What could it mean for you to situate yourself properly? Will you look for a good sudra position? Or will you maybe, if you are kshatriya, will you go for the parliament? Rule? Do you think this is a relevant question? How do we situate ourselves properly? It may be difficult to take the position in Vanashram because Vanashram is a complicated system. Bhaktivinoda Thakur answered this question very nicely. You must situate yourself properly in three areas of your life. One is the physical area. Physical area means foodstuffs and all this. Health, but it also means an occupation. Then you must situate yourself properly in the emotional area. You must give affection and receive affection. Very, very important. Did you feel? Did you see how yesterday we were all feeling so incredibly happy? Did you also feel this? Do you know, one major point of it was because there was an exchange of spiritual affection between our exalted Radhanath Maharaj and I can say all of us, because he included us God brothers also in this affectionate exchange. Yes, you might have seen everyone in the crowd and on the stage was included, and it is good. Our heart opens and we feel, we get strength by this being situated emotionally properly. Then socially we must situate ourselves properly. That means in society, where is our place? So if you can't find immediately your Vanashram occupation, then go for the principle of Vanashram and try to put this into your life. Situate yourself physically, emotionally, and socially properly. And I think this goes without saying, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in his writing, of course we have to situate ourselves in the most important area, the fourth dimension of human concern. What is that? Spiritually, of course. I will not talk so much about this now because we hear it in every lecture. So in Arabi and Salam Vais and so on. Yes. Everyone is strongest at his own place. You will get so much strength from it. You won't believe how much support and strength you will. For a devotee, the situating properly inside the temple means he needs to find his right service. Ooh, that's very important. He needs to pray. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, I will end this class now because, as I said, we had a late start, most probably. Some of us went to bed at 2 o'clock and so on. I don't want to make it long. I will also not take questions at this point to the lecture. If you have questions, think about them more. And today I will meet Gauranga Prabhu and we will talk about lectures. And also I have not prepared this lecture, I just stumbled into it. I want to give one thing. I want to give all of you a present from my heart. I want to do a japa workshop with you, which you will not forget for the rest of your life. It is a very interesting thing. And please watch for the announcement so that you can come to this japa workshop? Is it really, I mean, I cannot evaluate my own contribution in preaching in Krishna consciousness. That's not possible. It would be very violating strictly the rules of humility in Arabi. But I really think if there's anything I can give, then this is this japa workshop. Please do make time to come and participate. It is something which has developed for a long time like a pearl, and now the pearl will be presented to you, Hare Krishna. And I don't know when it will take place, but watch the announcements, please. In closing this lecture, I want to wish you a very nice day of devotional service. Thank you very much for being such enthusiastic and inspiring devotees. All the best. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Gopremanandi Hari Hari Gopinath.